You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and I'm delighted to be joined here by Gareth Topham. Gareth, it's been a while. Are you keeping well?
I'm keeping well, yeah. And it's nice to be in.
Yeah, you should have been at Hamilton, shouldn't you?
I should have been up at Hamilton Park tonight. So, yeah, a late call-up and nice to be employed, I suppose, today because, yeah, it was shaping up to be a rather quiet day.
Just before I get your selections ahead of the racing on Thursday afternoon, I want to talk about the William Hill St. Ledger, starting first with what Teddy Grimthorpe has released this morning, saying that Logician will line up in the world's oldest classic and looking to make it 5 from 5.
Yeah, and he's looked a perfect candidate, hasn't he, all season, Logician. I've been really impressed with him. Obviously, he's lightly raced. The St. Ledger's going to be his hardest task to date, but every task he takes, they're getting harder and harder each time, and he keeps coming through with flying colours. And his effort at York was quite simply stunning, wasn't it? And he's a big, sizeable grey with a lolloping good stride on him, and you'd imagine that somewhere like Doncaster, big galloping track, long home straight, will suit him down to the ground. I think he's a very, very strong contender for the Ledger.
1.75 miles, would that be a concern going up in trip, in your opinion?
Not at all. He certainly wasn't stopping at York, was he? If anything, it probably suit him even better. Because I don't think necessarily he's a horse that's got a blistering turn of foot. I think he's an out-and-out galloper, and in a race like the St. Ledger, which is usually run at a good old lick, the faster they go up front, and the further the race goes on, I think the better we will see Logician to effect. I think he's a very, very big player.
Also, some news that broke out as well, that Constantinople, who we thought was going to turn up in the St. Ledger, it has been released that he has been sold to a third party in Australia, and he will be campaigning for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, and obviously he'd have been one of Logician's main opponents had he turned up in the St. Ledger in a few weeks' time, so good news for the Logician camp there. And Constantinople, yeah, he's a talented horse, isn't he? And interesting that he's gone over to Australia, and yeah, not the daftest thing I've ever heard, really. You know, he's obviously picked up for a good sum to race in Australia's biggest showpiece event, and ultimately he's got a profile which, yeah, makes you think, do you know what, yeah, he could actually
run well. He does.
And yeah, best of luck to his new connections. You know, they've taken a bit of a flyer with him. But as I say, he definitely does tick boxes with regards to Flemington and the Melbourne Cup and the way that race is run, the way it usually pans out. So, yeah, interesting news, and best of luck to the horse and his new connections.
Can you believe that next week it is the William Hill St. Ledger Festival at Doncaster? Because I don't know about yourself, Gareth, but I think this year, 2019, is just absolutely flying. It doesn't seem 2 minutes ago we're all at Cheltenham.
Yeah, it's flying by, isn't it? The same as every year. It's frightening, really.
Yeah, it's because we're getting older.
That's what it is. I mean, I'm 30 now, for goodness me.
Oh, I'm double carpet, 33. 34 soon.
Yeah. But yeah, no, look, it ticks by and will soon. It's been interesting, you know, I've been looking at social media and things like that this week. You know, there's been a lot of stable visits for certain jumping stables. It's not going to be too much longer before, you know, we're back jumping. There's a good 2-day up at Perth at the end of the month, which I tend to go up and call each year. And we always see one or two of what you'd associate with winter horses turn up at that meeting. And then shortly after that, we've got the big 2-day at Chepstow. Then we're into the Old Row and then the Charlie Hall.
Yeah.
It soon comes round. And yeah, it is frightening how quick the summers fly by. And as you say, yeah, the St. Ledger in just under a couple of weeks' time, followed by the Eargold Cup. And then, you know, we're really looking into the autumn stuff then, aren't we? You know,
Cambridgeshire.
Absolutely. The late season flat racing, you know, it gets an awful lot harder, I think, from a punting angle. I think September through to November, because obviously the ground takes a bit of a turn. The reason I'm here today is because a flat meeting was waterlogged off. So, yeah, it you know, it's a unique time of year, but also a very exciting time of year, because I think a lot of people in racing, if you ask them what their favourite time of year is, it's coming up in the next sort of few weeks.
Yeah, no, I would agree with those words as well. Right then, looking ahead to the action on Thursday afternoon, where will be your first selection? I believe you're going to Haydock.
Yeah, I'm going to Haydock for two horses who have actually met one another in the past. One of them is called Dania, who runs in the 220 race, and Dania comes here off the back of a win on debut last time out. That was at Nottingham, but I was just impressed with the way that Dania went through that. I was in the studio that day and actually tipped her for the radio. Basically because she's trained by Owen Burrow, she's owned by Hamden Al Maktoum, and she was ridden by Jim Crowley. In the meeting I called at Nottingham a few weeks prior to when this race took place, the same connections had an impressive winner in a similar sort of contest, and Dania followed suit, won really well, was nicely on top at the line, and beat the horse who I'm tipping in the following race, which we'll get to in a moment, quite handsomely. And the horse that I'm tipping in that following race I think is actually fairly useful, so I think Danny is an interesting prospect for the future. I don't think the conditions underfoot are going to be any great trouble for her, and yeah, he's got to give £6 away that winner's penalty, but it might not be all that strong a race. So it's interesting, you know, William Haggis has got a newcomer who has to be respected in receipt of £6, Kevin Ryan likewise, but as I say, I think Daniel looked a horse of plenty of potential in that win at Nottingham, and I'm going to side with him. So that's in the 220, and in the race after that, the 250 race, I'm going to go for the horse that Dania beat at Nottingham, a horse called Panic Room, who after finishing third at Nottingham went to Carlisle just over a week ago, was quite well punted on the day, and seemingly had the race sewn up until a certain horse came along of Tim Easterby's called Lampang, who was one of the most eye-catching winners that came out of last week. I think Lampang is a horse of massive potential, very, very exciting, and I think it's fair to say Panic Room just bumped into one. You take Lampang out of it, Panic Room here is ultimately a winner without a penalty. So I'm going to go for Panic Room to get his day in the sun at the third time of asking, and hopefully Dania will go and land that contest half an hour or so before and give a further boost to the form. So as I say, they've met before, they're not meeting tomorrow, but they run in separate races, they've both got very good chances. Dania in the 220 and in the 250, Panic Room.
Great stuff, Gareth, as always, pleasure to work with you here on the podcast. I believe you're on Racing Radio on Thursday as well, aren't you?
I am, I'm back in on Thursday, yeah. So yeah, we'll talk those two up during tomorrow afternoon and hopefully bag the listeners a few winners.
Yeah, Racing Radio on Thursday afternoon gets underway at 1:20. Very busy day of races. Gareth said he's back for a second consecutive day, and he'll be alongside Kevin O'Malley and John Gibby.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.